Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Well, it's coming. Rod Forrest.
Hemp. Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take it.
OB.
It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Del Cos.
Hey! What's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Cut down, Bears.
This is the Chevy Hemp and OB Show with Cos.
Presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com.
On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
She is a final. Bears 37, the Rams 13. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Continuing 312-981-7200. That is the phone number. That is the text line. Would love to hear from you today. 312-981-7200. Bears are 4-5. Guys, let's kick it off here with the Mueller Dealership's game-changing moment, brought to you by the Mueller family of dealerships in Highland Park, Gurnee, Hoffman Estates, and Merrillville. Hamp, you want to take this one? And good afternoon, my friend.
Well, pleasure to be here today, guys. We're scratching our head. Look, you know and I know, this is not the Ram team everybody ever advertised. This was a team that was severely lacking in a lot of different ways, and we'll talk about it over the next 3 hours. But hey, you can only play who they put on the field, and I got to tell you, is this an astonishing win? Maybe not. Was it a competent win? I don't know. All I can tell you is, how about solid, Kaz? Let me just say this. This is a win on the road, back-to-back road game, short week coming off of San Diego. But most importantly, think about it. We played without our best defensive player. Pernell McPhee didn't even make the trip. We're playing without the so-called heart and soul of the offense, Matt Forte. 7 to 8 rookies made huge contributions today. But most importantly, Jay Cutler is now, get ready, folks, the best quarterback in the NFC North.
He might be. You know, last week I made the crazy statement that I thought he was in the top five. He's climbed above a guy that I had in the top two, and that is Aaron Rodgers. And truly, the point with Aaron Rodgers right now, and keep in mind now, Bears are 4-5. The Packers, who are sitting at 6-2 and have lost two in a row, are looking at their third loss in a row. They're trailing Detroit by 8. With 50 minute 30 to go. So
down to 59, yeah. 18-10.
Yeah, 18-10. So I mean, all of a sudden, the Packers could lose 3 in a row. Bears sitting at 4-5. And look, Denver, they're not the Denver team that was 6-0 2 weeks ago either. This is a team that's struggling as well. So hey, all of a sudden, you know, Hamp, move over because I want to climb on that bandwagon.
I told you those seats on that Cutler bandwagon are plush.
Well, he's in the top four now. Top four in the NFL at quarterback.
Is there room for OB at the wheel? That's what I want
to
know.
Well, we got to find out.
All right. We're talking about, excuse me. We're talking about the Mike Mueller Auto Dealer Group game-changing moment.
Yeah, why don't you take that, OB? Lead us in with the Mueller game changer.
Yeah, and I think there's no question about it. It had to be when it was just under, a little under 12 minutes, and Cutler hits Miller, our backup tight end, and he runs, and nobody can catch him. He runs 87 yards for a touchdown. They opened up. They scored on us. Bang, in seconds we go back on a magnificent throw by Cutler, a great run, and a great block by Jeffrey to Spring Miller. And who the hell ever would have thought Zach Miller could run 87 yards without somebody running him down? But it happened. And there's a couple other interesting things along the way. The Bears' game plan offensively was dialed in. You couldn't get it any better. They played great. The offensive line, they stood up against a good D-line in St. Louis, and they came to play, and they did the job. And what is also interesting, Gurley, the leading running back in the National Football League, had 12 attempts for 45 yards. Langford, our running back, had 20 attempts for 73. Now, here's the difference. Langford, 7 receptions, 109 yards. Gurley, 3 receptions, 44 yards. So, who was the better back today? By far, who was the better football team on both sides of the ball? The Bears. There was no question about it. And they were 4-4. We were 3-5, and we went down into their place, St. Louis, and we took them apart. And I want to say kudos to the Bears coaching staff, especially offensively, and especially the Gase. I've been a little hard on him, which rightfully so, but I'll tell you what, he came up with the right deal today. And Green Bay, folks, losing at home to Detroit, that has to be one of the worst defeats in the last several decades.
Well, they're still playing, but
Dan had mentioned that Detroit hasn't won in Green Bay the last 27 times. So I would equate that to be last 27 years.
Something like that.
I mean, and especially Green Bay 6-2 and Detroit. I mean, they can't even get arrested in Detroit. And they go into Green Bay and put it to them for 60 minutes. I'll tell you what. Listen, we've got Denver coming in here next week. And then after you take a look at Denver, then we've got to go Thanksgiving to Green Bay. Then after that, you got to take, folks, take a look at the schedule of the teams we got to play. Who's to say if they can bring that attitude and that ability and that coaching for the next, what, seven games? Who's to say we will, who's to say we're out of it?
You were not.
From what I saw today.
And think about it, Philadelphia, Green Bay falling apart. I mean, a lot of teams everybody projected. Dallas loses again. The Giants will probably lose today. I'm just saying, you're never out of it until it's over. And your point is dead on. But, you know, walking down the hall, guys, and again, I you know, cowards and losers live in the past, right, Kaz?
Yes.
I'm still complaining about the stupid fake punt in Detroit that cost us that game. We had a two-score lead. And then what about the punt return against Minnesota that ultimately, you know, was the backbreaker? So two plays on special teams have kept us, and everybody can make this, you know, the semantics, but I'm just saying, we're two stupid punt return plays away from being 6-3.
Well, you know what they did today? Man, I was talking about playing aggressive. Okay, what I mean, my God, we before last week we were what, 1-2 games, 2-4, we're 3-5. What, you have nothing to lose. And the sin would have been, the real sin in this coaching game, in this game of football, would have been if they waited till the 14th or 15th game to find out what they've got on that football team and to be aggressive. They were aggressive today. Great game calling again. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't be happier, guys. That was a great performance by everybody. Kudos to the Bears organization.
And how about
finally?
Yes, and Vic Fangio. Cause the NFL, it's crazy. One game you look great, the next game you get taken down. He has allowed one touchdown per game the last three games. One defensive touchdown allowed the last three games. That's goofy good.
Yep.
It's unbelievably good, especially when you, like I said, McPhee didn't even make the trip. We had a bunch of bodies out there, and Todd Gurley, as you said, was the flamethrower of the league, and he did nothing.
He's the running back of the league so far until today.
Well, and he's still, look, the Bears got up early on him, never relinquished the lead, and so your featured running back isn't going to get the rock when you're chasing. And Nick Foles is just – he is I'm trying to think of Moses Moreno bad.
He was
awful quarterback.
Today.
He is just horrendous. Only guy maybe close to him is the butt fumbler, Mark Sanchez, who throws a pick inside the 10 against the Dolphins, and they ended up losing by a point. So, yeah, keep in mind, though, the Packers still have 45 seconds left in that game, but they are trailing 18-10.
You know what, Glenn, you're talking about Foles. In watching St. Louis, I am wondering, how is it that they won four games? How
defense.
Was that possible with that guy at quarterback? And you're telling me the backups are worse than he is? Slow, methodical. My God, he couldn't hit a bull in the backside with a scatter gun from 10 feet.
They got some quality.
He is. That guy is one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen.
Yeah, he had a quarterback rating of 53 today. Jay Cutler maxed out at 151. on his quarterback rating. Which
I believe 158
is
as high as you can go, right?
Yeah, it's as good as you can get as a NFL quarterback. Thus, I'm putting him in the top three in the league now.
Listen, Nick Foles was awful today, but I mean, this is a guy that also put up 34 against the Seahawks early in the year. He's had some great.
He didn't actually, though. You had a kickoff return and a punt return in that game.
Right,
so don't skew the facts here. He hasn't been very solid since he went to St. Louis.
Wait a minute, Mark. You're telling me you looked at that football game today? You're telling me this guy?
I'm just trying to
give a starting quarterback.
He was great as an Eagle, OB.
For one year.
One other thing, but he got traded. Gentlemen, one other thing. The word stupid. Okay? I think that has to come into play. Fisher, head coach over there, I love the kid. I think he's been a fine coach. He's been doing this for, 17, 18 years now?
Long time.
But I am going to tell you what, Dan, when you have penalty after penalty after penalty, you know what, folks? I know. It's a reflection on coaching. That's exactly what it is. They killed themselves. They shot themselves in the foot because of the penalties. That is poor coaching. And you tell me that you're middle or late third quarter or early fourth quarter and you're going backwards with this quarterback and you don't have enough faith in whoever the back is to bring him in and have him play and see what he can do? You got to be kidding me. Coaching staff for St. Louis, F/stupid.
We'll take it. Trust
is that an FS?
Yes. That is a, I think that's an F-.